Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, June 19th, to welcome three guests to the podcast. I'm so excited to welcome cousins Elizabeth Wagner and Millie and Iris Eckhart. Elizabeth and her parents and her grandparents go to Mountain Brook Baptist, and her cousins Millie and Iris have come for four summers to Vacation Bible School. I can't wait for you to hear more about their life and faith at the end of the podcast. But first, they'll read God's Word for us. Thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Hello, my name is Iris, and I'll be reading Genesis 46, 1 through 5. So Jacob left Canaan. He took everything that belonged to him. When he came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to God, the God of his father Isaac. During the night, God spoke to Israel in a dream. He said, "Jacob, Jacob." Jacob replied, "Yes, I am here." God said, "I am God. I am the God your father worshipped. Do not be afraid to go to Egypt. Your descendants will be very many so that you become a great nation there. I will go with you to Egypt. I will also bring you back again. Joseph will be with you when you die." Then Jacob left Beersheba to go to Egypt. His sons took their fathers as well as their wife and children. They rode in the carts that Pharaoh had sent to carry them.
Hello, my name's Elizabeth, and I'm going to be reading Genesis 46, 28 through 30. Jacob sent Judah to go to Joseph before they all arrived. He wanted Joseph to show them the way to Goshen. Finally, they all arrived in Goshen. Joseph prepared his chariot and he went to Goshen to meet Jacob, his father. When they met, Joseph hugged his father and he wept for a long time. Jacob said to Joseph, "Now I am ready to die. I have seen for myself that you are still alive."
Hello, my name is Millie, and today I'm going to be reading Proverbs 9 from the Christian Standard Bible. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved out her seven pillars. She has prepared her meat. She's mixed her wine. She's also set her table. She has sent out her female servants. She calls out from the highest points of the city, "Whoever is inexperienced, enter here." To the one who lacks sense, she says, "Come and eat my bread and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave inexperience behind and you will live. Pursue the way of understanding. The one who corrects a mocker will bring abuse on himself. The one who rebukes the wicked will get hurt. Don't rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke the wise and he will love you. Instruct the wise and he will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and he will learn more. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for your own benefit. If you mock, you alone will bear the consequences. Folly is a rowdy woman. She is gullible and knows nothing. She sits by the doorway of her house on a seat at the highest point of the city, calling to those who pass by, who go straight ahead on their paths. Whoever is inexperienced, enter here. To the one who lacks sense, she says, "Stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secrecy is tasty." But he doesn't know that the departed spirits are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Iris and Millie, for joining the podcast. I can't wait for those who are listening to hear more about you. We're going to start with Elizabeth, since Elizabeth is a part of Mountain Brook Baptist, and her parents go to church here, and her grandparents as well. Elizabeth, who are your family?
My mom's name is Sarah Beth, my dad's name is Tom, and my sister's name is Claire Bennett.
And your grandparents go to church here as well. What are their names?
Kathy and Skip, but I call them Queenie and G.
Where do you live?
I live in Mountain Brook.
And where do you go to school?
I go to Crestline Elementary.
And you and my daughter, May, are the same age, so you're about to start second grade. What's one of your favorite things about school?
I like art and I like music.
And what is something that your family likes to do together?
We like to go out to eat.
I love to go out to eat, too. What are some of your favorite restaurants?
We like Chick-fil-A. We also like Taco Mama.
Now, Queenie, Miss Kathy Benton, and I have talked a lot about cousin camp. I think that's such a cool concept. Who comes to cousin camp every year?
My cousins and some parents come to, like, just help in the day, and my grandparents host it.
What is your favorite activity at cousin camp?
I like to ski.
Water ski?
Mm-hmm.
You can water ski?
Yes.
No way. That is so impressive. All right, let's talk a little bit more about your faith in Jesus. How did you learn about Jesus?
Well, my family's a Christian family. I didn't go to church until I got here. And that was when I was about, like, one.
And so you've been at Mountain Brook Baptist since you were a toddler.
Yes.
What are some of your favorite family activities at church?
I like to learn about Jesus, and I also like Sunday school.
What are some of the things that you guys do in Sunday school?
Well, we watch a video, and it's like a lesson for us to learn about Jesus.
We are pre-recording, but this week when we're recording is Vacation Bible School. What have you enjoyed about Vacation Bible School?
Well, I've enjoyed being with my friends because I invited some.
They came from your school?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And your cousins are here, right? Mm-hmm. How often do you get to see your cousins?
Twice a year or once a year.
It's very fun to have them here as well. Speaking of your cousins, I'm going to speak with Iris now. And she is your cousin from Connecticut. I had a lot of fun talking with them a couple of days ago at lunch about how to spell Connecticut. Now, that is a fun trivia question, and Iris can spell it because she spelled it for me. But before you spell Connecticut for us, Iris, I want you to tell me a little bit about your family.
My family is my dad, my mom, my sister, and my two brothers.
And what are your parents' names?
My parents' names is Katie and Scott.
And your siblings?
Millie, Peter, and David.
All right. Spell Connecticut for us because it is quite tricky.
C-O-N-N-E-C-T-I-C-U-T.
I told Iris that I learned as a child to spell it using three words. Connect, I, cut. Is that how you learned it?
Yes.
Iris, what is something your family enjoys doing together?
We enjoy playing games. Our favorite game is Splenda, usually.
Splenda?
Splenda.
Is that a card game or a board game?
A card game.
Oh, I've never played Splenda. Tell me about it.
Well, you try to get lots of pieces and buy some cards and get the most points.
And what are some of your other hobbies?
Reading and singing.
And you've also been at Cousins Camp this week. What has been one of your favorite activities?
I'm really trying to ski, and I really like Pockets on the Porch.
Pockets on the Porch. Please explain.
So Pockets on the Porch is we have sleeping bags, and we bring our pals and stuffies outside, and then we watch a movie while we eat popcorn. My cousin Allison started it because she said, can we sleep in those pockets tonight? And Queenie said, pockets? And she said, they're sleeping bags.
Oh, that's so cute. Now, Queenie was also telling me that you guys did a play on Exodus 1 through 15. What was your part in the play?
Mine was the princess as the main role, and my second part was a Hebrew woman.
Did you dress up as the princess?
Yes.
Yes. And what did the princess do?
The princess said, "Bring me that maid," and then the maid brought it to her, and it was the basket with a Hebrew boy in it named Moses.
Yes. And did she decide to keep him or send him back?
She decided for Jochebed, his mother, to nurse him, and then when he was old enough, come live at the palace.
Wow, you guys learned a lot, it sounds like, during the play. Now, you also have chores at Cousin Camp. What are some of your chores?
Well, the chores is there's a police which, like, finds the lost toys, cleans up after we do stuff, and cleans out the pockets on the porch, which I told you about. But there's also a KP duty, which is kitchen patrol, and that is where we make food and make food for lunch and do lots of stuff in the kitchen. Then the cup duty is the cleanup duty.
This sounds like a very organized and wonderful camp. Can I come?
Yes.
Oh, good. Even though I'm not a cousin?
Yes.
Okay. How did you, Iris, learn about Jesus?
Well, mainly learned about Jesus, and I learned about it from my parents because we are a Christian family. So I accepted Jesus in my heart, but I haven't got baptized yet.
And what is the name of your church back home?
Groton Bible Chapel.
And is Groton the name of a town?
Yes.
Okay, got it. What is one thing about Vacation Bible School that sticks out to you?
I like when you learn the music and learn the moves because I'm learning, going closer to God about learning about His Word.
Yes, it's really cool when you join music that teaches us about God's Word with some fun movements, right? What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is Shine.
Shine. Can you tell us some of the lyrics?
It talks about God and the ABCs.
So A is what?
Admit to God you are a sinner and repent.
B?
Believe that Jesus is the Son of God and then.
C?
Confess your faith in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord.
So you're basically telling me the gospel in a song. That is so cool. All right, last question. What is your favorite thing about doing Vacation Bible School with your cousins?
Well, I'm in second grade and Elizabeth's in first, so we usually get to see each other in VBS. And also, when we go to VBS, I like learning about Christ with my cousins.
And last but not least, we want to talk with Millie, who is the oldest sibling of the Eckhart family. Millie, tell me a little bit about your school and your teacher.
My school is home, and my teacher is my mom.
Oh, so you're homeschooled.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
It's really fun because in the living room, we all have a desk together, and we all have chairs, and Mama teaches us in the morning geography, history, and science, and then we do our schedules, which are math, reading, typing, and handwriting.
And do you have a homeschool group that you're a part of?
Yes, it's called Raising Arrows, and we go to it every Tuesday.
What is your favorite activity at Cousins Camp?
We just started skiing this year, so I really enjoy that. But I also enjoy tubing and swimming.
What is your favorite chore, if you can have a favorite chore, at Cousin Camp?
I do. I really do like doing the police duty and the kitchen patrol duty, because the kitchen patrol, I get to make the lunches and help Queenie prepare everything. And then the police, I like picking up and sorting.
It's fun to be called the police. Set the scene for us about the Cousin Camp's play. Who was in it and what was your part?
All of my cousins were in it. David and Henry were the soldiers and some of the Hebrew people. We all were the Hebrew people at the end, except Will, who was Pharaoh, and Peter, who was Moses. And I was the older Miriam. My cousin Elisanne was the younger Miriam. And I was also the maid for the princess.
And who wrote the script?
Queenie did. She typed it on a computer and then printed it out for everyone.
Did you have to memorize your part?
No, we all had it on clipboards, and the only my part was as Miriam to read a verse in the Bible, which she said, and it was like kind of like a prayer to God. And then we all danced and sang and got tambourines that Queen Ed bought.
That is too cute. Did you have on costumes as well?
Mm-hmm. We all got to choose our costumes. They were either old rags that Queenie had, like, bought, and we wrapped them around as headscarves, and then we also got her cords. And Iris put on this, like, jeweled cloth.
The princess,
yes.
Of course.
She actually got it from Mountain Brook Bible Chapel.
Okay. Well, I would love to see a picture, if there's a picture of this.
I think there are a couple that Queenie can send you.
And as we mentioned earlier, you guys live in Connecticut,
yes,
which is
we
a
do.
Very far way from here. How do you get to Alabama?
We usually fly down and then stay at Queenie and G's for 2 days until it starts cousin camp. And then the next week, we go to Vacation Bible School for Monday and Tuesday. We stay at Queenie and G's house, and then for Wednesday and Thursday, and also sometimes Friday, we stay at Elizabeth and Claire Bennett's house.
And where do you go to church in Connecticut?
We go to Groton Bible Chapel, and there we do Sunday school, and my parents do what we call the big church.
How did you begin to learn about Jesus, and what is your journey of faith like?
Let's see. When I was younger, we lived in California, and that's where God called me. But we it was the pandemic when Peter was born, and so we couldn't, like, go and get me baptized. So when we moved to Connecticut and found a church, then I got baptized.
Hmm. And how do you grow in your faith throughout the year?
The first Sunday of the month, I go to communion. And I listen to the sermon that day, and then the rest of the month I go to Sunday school and listen to the Bible stories and just listen to God's Word.
What are some of your favorite family activities at your church?
We always do VBS, but this time when it is time for VBS at our church, we're going to Cape May, and then we also have Awana. It goes after a verse. I'm not sure which one, but each Wednesday, we go there and we say a Bible verse. And
so you're learning verses every week?
Yes, and then we always have to memorize them and say them. Iris and Peter say shorter verses. David says not at all. And then we say harder verses.
What are some of the verses you've memorized?
We've memorized verses all throughout the Bible, so I can't really name one.
Okay, well, if you're thinking about one that comes to mind often, what is a verse that comes to mind?
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but will have eternal life. John 3:16.
How many years have you been coming to Vacation Bible School?
I think this is my fourth year.
What is one of the things you enjoy about it?
I enjoy the themes, seeing the decorations that they have put up, and then I also enjoy listening to the music as we come here.
And what's your favorite part of Vacation Bible School as it relates to having your cousins with you?
One thing that I like is at lunchtime we all get to see each other, and then for the rest 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, we get to spend the night at Elizabeth and Claire Bennett's house.
And do you all sleep in pockets?
Not sleeping bags. We sleep on blow-up mattresses next to Claire Bennett's bed.
Thank you all so much for joining the podcast. Would one of you be willing to end our time together with prayer?
I can. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day and that we got to come here. Please help us to have a wonderful end of our day. And thank you so much for Miss Mary who let us be on the podcast. Amen.
Amen. Would y'all want to sing something from the VBS together? Like me just put the microphone in the middle and y'all just go for it?
Can we do three?
How about we do forgiveness? I found forgiveness in you.
Forgiveness
is the easiest one.
Light of the world, I will follow you. Everywhere I go, everything I do, everyone will know that I live for you. Your love, your light, illuminate every part of me. Your hope, your light, shine in me for eternity. Your love, your life, illuminate every part of me. Your hope, your light, shine in me for eternity. Your love, your light, illuminate every part of me. Your hope, your light, shine in me for eternity. I found forgiveness in you. Out of the darkness into the truth. Each day your mercies are new. Light of the world, I will follow you.